Tommy. Good morning there, big fella.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Pardon?
I said I can hear you loud and clear.
That's all that fucking matters.
That's all that matters. You know what really matters, though, is having a sweet intro, because everybody seems to be telling us that we should have an intro for our podcast.
Yep. Wait, we're recording already?
Oh, there we go. Beep, beep, beep.
I'm just gonna sit quietly as long as possible.
If this guy keeps talking, I'm just gonna ignore him and hopefully he'll just go home.
Maybe it'll just end and we can go to sleep. So?
Oh. I mean, it's nice to talk to you again, considering we tried to do our first live hang and bang and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like we were in some kind of like echo chamber.
I like how we couldn't figure out how to do it when we're facing it. Like we're 5 feet from each other, but now it's way easier.
Yeah, somehow it's more challenging to have a conversation in person than it is over Zoom.
I don't know how people do it. I'm going to stop clicking that pen because that's fucking annoying. But
you're almost like ADD when it comes to that kind of stuff, right? Just like that addictive like click, 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 click.
Yeah, I like that's why I'm bad. Like I either like pick my nails or like pick my feet, or I'm always like doing something. I would be like a perfect candidate for a fidget spinner.
Do you chew your nails?
I don't chew. I like pick them. Sometimes.
But then, do you have a fidget spinner?
No. I wouldn't do any fucking work.
I love seeing adults with them though.
Just fucking purr, purr, purr. That's the fidget spinner noise.
Especially when they learn sweet tricks, like jumping it from one hand to the other hand. You're like, oh yeah, that guy's got it together.
Like when I was in university, I would be like the pen spinner guy.
Oh yeah, I always enjoyed the pen spinning.
But because I don't use a pen anymore, it's like I don't really do it. Like, have you ever had to write out like a long form like paragraph lately? It's hard.
There was actually a time where, like, for my blog stuff, I would write on paper first. And then I realized it was adding an extra element to, like, my work in terms of making a little bit longer than I had to, of being, like, write it on paper and then transcribe it to, like, some kind of, like, Microsoft Word or Google Docs and then have to do something else. Like, it was just too much work.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I investing so much time into... I think a part of me, I used to do it, like I used to write notes when I actually studied, because I thought like, writing it out made it sink into my brain more, but.
Which is true. There is a lot of research for that.
I think it sucks for me because I, like in university, I just like crammed like the night before. So I didn't actually retain anything I learned.
I just didn't study.
I did some of that. Like I got my degree, but.
Yeah, I got my degree. Definitely got that.
I'm gonna leave it at that. One day we should reflect on my transcript. It's fucking a disaster.
Do you even have, like, is your diploma or degree hanging up anywhere?
No, it's at my mom's house.
Yeah, that's it's like in a,
it's still in the cardboard sleeve that I received it in.
It's in the Tom shrine?
Yeah. No, it's because, I keep looking at my phone. Because, like, you can get the frame from Laurier, but it was, like, $300.
Yeah. I almost feel like maybe make that like a throw-in. Like you just spent, what, yeah. 60 grand on a fucking four-year tuition or whatever it was. Maybe throw in like a picture frame.
Like I'm not going to, and I'm not super, I'm not like, it's not that I'm not proud. It's just, I'm not like super thrilled with my fucking honors geography degree. Like I don't need to look at it and be like, you did it, bro. You got this, Tom. You fucking crushed it. Like whenever
you tell people like geography, do they expect you to be just kind of like a man of a cultured of the world, kind of like having all the knowledge of like just everything about geography?
I would say 98% of the population thinks that because I have a geography degree, I can tell you where any country in the world is on a map. And that's it.
Yeah.
I can't fucking do that.
No, that's what surprised me too. I remember reading like Chris Guillebeau had talked about being too like 193 countries, which was at the time all the countries in the world. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm pretty sure I couldn't even name half of them.
Not even close. I could probably name maybe a 25%.
Yeah, like that's kind of crazy.
Hey, let's do it right now. We'll just spend fucking an hour. We'll just bang. Okay, sometimes I remember being younger and I would try to name all 50 states.
Mm, yeah.
You forget about like Maine and like New Hampshire and shit like that.
Yeah, it becomes something. Well, and again, like it's like a memorization thing. Like it's not necessarily a sign of intelligence. I could just go on Google and type in what are all the countries? Like what's the benefit of me knowing the name of all 193?
Yeah, well, it's like the school system is if you're good at memorizing, you're going to do well in school.
But... yeah, it goes back to like that, the Seth Godin thing about like recognizing that it's a bad sign when people kind of ask the question, will this be on the test?
Yeah.
It's like, it's no longer like learning. It's just people being like, I'll memorize what I need to know and I'm good.
I was going to say something and it was going to be like, I thought it was going to be important and I forgot. School system, memorizing. No, it's gone.
It's lost.
It'll come back.
Hey, that's to me, again, that's why I use like stuff to capture things that I am thinking. I mean, obviously you have those moments where like they slip through, but opposed to like keeping ideas just in your head, that's where I see the value of using, say, like a notebook or Evernote or Notion or something like that, like that captures your ideas and your thoughts.
You got to write stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
98, like there's no perfect system for everyone, obviously, but 90, like most people should write it down.
Or you got to have a big sweet ass whiteboard like you do.
I don't even fucking read it. Like it's right here. It's like 2 feet by 3 feet. And I write it down, but it's good to have. I don't know. I it's a constant struggle to figure out a perfect like productivity note-taking system.
And maybe I think the answer is a bigger whiteboard.
I think it is too. Like one of those like fucking huge ones that are like $1,000. Like a really dumb whiteboard. And like that'll probably just end up, your friends will just come over and end up drawing dicks on it.
Or somebody will use a permanent marker and just absolutely destroys it.
Oh yeah, like I got one of those Rocket Books, which is like a erasable notebook. And like the first day I fucking used a normal pen on one of the pages.
What are they? I've never heard of them.
Well, it's a Rocket Book. So it's like a 15 page like notebook, but it comes with like a pen, like a certain type of pen. It's like a Pilot Frixon pen and you can erase it with just like water, but it like writes like a pen.
Look at all these names, the Pilot Frixon pen and the Rocket Notebook.
I'm such a sucker for like office supplies and like organization.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like if I eventually take this room or take my office downstairs and then go, if we redo that room, I'm going to invest an uncomfortable amount of time and energy into like making it look nice. It's going to be dope.
Like what is it for you that just gets your crank just like, oh yeah, love this.
I don't know. I come into like a nice like workspace. It's like well put together and like aesthetically pleasing. I don't know. Like makes me happy. So
yeah,
it's like, it almost like makes you want to like come and sit down.
Yeah, it's like knowing that when you sit in that specific spot, work is getting done. You're getting shit done.
Yeah. Makes me super happy, Chris.
So I got to ask you, you had sent me a text yesterday at 3:43 p.m.
Oh God,
all capitals. And it's just endless ideas, bro. I'm fired up.
Did I actually say that?
You sure did.
Ugh, I say the dumbest stuff.
What is Tom just fired up about right now?
You're trying to bait me into this. So you know how, because yesterday or Thursday or Wednesday, what day is it? Wednesday we sort of talked about like what we're going to try and do next and how I sort of like, I went to see Billy and his fiance last night and I sort of gave them like an impromptu like sales pitch on this thing we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So was just like, the brain, your brain is obviously a super powerful organ. It can do like horrible things, like make you suicidal and make you depressed and make you anxious. It can also turn you into like basically a superhuman, like someone like Elon Musk, who's like a productivity freak and like so smart. So it's like there's like complete opposite sides of the spectrum. And we've talked about before how there's one industry, which is like counseling and mental health experts, which might take you from dysfunctional, sort of where I was a couple of years ago, to functional.
Yeah.
But, and then there's the other side, which is like a functional to optimal, which is like life coach, like performance and like sports psychologist for elite athletes and stuff like that. But essentially the commonality between everyone is like, you're essentially trying to get better in some way. So you're really, your reach, so like the, your demographic for this is essentially everyone. So you get people agree with the fact, like, we all want to get better in some way, or most of us want to get better. Some people are happy with where they are, which is great. And then we started talking about how, like, the community that we both have sort of on, like, Instagram, like, for me with Home by Nine, it's, like, it's a small community of people talking about sort of what they're going through with mental health and et cetera. But I don't think social media is the best space to sort of talk about stuff and be productive. And like, yeah, you can go through and like say one of us makes a really insightful post and you get a few comments and like, yeah, it's great, but it's not, it could be more. So I think that,
yeah,
what we talked about is creating sort of like a community outside of social media where you're not going to get distracted by some fucking friend who's like nailing it and making you feel terrible as you compare yourself to other people's lives. No ads and none of that shit. So you basically, it's a community outside of that where you all have the same interest at heart, where it's sort of anyone who's essentially like, almost you'd have like two spaces within it where you're either getting, so you're either like trying to get yourself from sort of a dysfunctional space to sort of back to sort of your baseline. And then there's the people who want to be like, maybe you were super anxious or were depressed and now you're back to normal. And you're like, listen, I'm that's not good enough for me. I want to sort of keep going and see, I've seen what my brain can do in a bad way. I want to see what I can do to sort of use it to the best of its ability.
Yeah.
Yeah. And creating a community with like-minded individuals and including people like yourself who are like certified with all these crazy degrees and people who are like psychologists, people who are mental health counselors and people like us who have our own stories. And I think that you don't need to sort of like, basically we all have experiences that we can all share and learn from. So I think if we have created that.
Yeah. We're all experts in a specific area of our life.
Yeah. Like we all go through weird things that we become experts in. Like someone might like know what it's like to live with someone who's depressed, or like, I know what it's like to lose like a parent at like a relatively young age. Like we've all gone through stuff that it's better to hear it from someone you can kind of relate to versus some pseudo expert who may know how to give you advice based on history and not actual real world experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think creating that would be fun because I think we talked about the other day, it's like, it would be fun just to collaborate just the two of us. It would be worth it. But if we can get other people to join in, I think it would be beneficial because there's people that like are either, especially with this quarantine, they're in a terrible mental health space and want to get better. And there's also people who just want to fucking be high achievers and nail it. And there's sort of principles that can apply to both sides of the spectrum type of thing.
And I would say like the one,
got it out.
I love it. But like, I would say like the one kind of like underlying principle that sort of like sits there too, is many of us at different periods of our life, or even in some cases, like our entire lives are very kind of reactive in nature to the things that we do, like in the same way of you have your car and like sometimes you run into people that are like, they don't do oil changes. They never like check their tires, like pressure. They don't check the fluids, anything like that, versus kind of like being on the preventative side of things, of going in every once in a while because you want your car to last. So you're like, you know what? It needs an oil change every like 5K. I'm going to make sure I have windshield wiper fluid because like, at some point, there's probably going to be a storm and I need to be able to see through my windows and like shit like that. And I think that's what we're talking about too, is like going from dysfunctional to functional and functional to optimal is something that requires having like a preventative mindset of taking actions in some cases before you end up depressed or in an anxious state or things like that. And that's what helps when like you kind of start to create like a baseline that you and I both do and we've shared, and like that those are kind of like exercises and tools that again allow you to, rather than end up on like the side of a highway with like a blown out tire, not able to go where you want to go, you're constantly checking in. You're looking at sort of like where your health is, like both like mentally, your physical health, and just like spiritually in terms of like, do you feel aligned with what you're doing? Are you on a path that feels like, yeah, this is what I want to do with my life? I'm making like little steps to move towards that. Or does it kind of just feel like it's out of control? Where like having, say, like a community around you where like you're able to have those conversations, especially in a place like you talked about that's away from social media. It's almost like going to a fucking rock concert and seeing Pantera or Rage Against the Machine and sitting beside a friend and being like, how are you doing, man? Are you like, are you okay? Like, there's just so much noise. There's shit going on. People are screaming, yelling, drinking. Like, social media is like a party. You can't have necessarily like a kind of conversation that you're going to be able to like be able to listen. You're not necessarily in the right environment for that. So to be able to like create an environment where it's designed that way, in the same way that you talked about like your office. You go to your office, what do you do there? You do work, you work on things, you feel like safe and you feel like you're in a place where like it's designed that way, right? So being able to kind of create a community where it is sort of its own separate environment that allows people to feel comfortable, feel safe, and also learn stuff, right? Learn sort of like tools and sort of tap into some of like the resources that are available out there that like you and I have used, sort of our friends have used, people like that. It becomes something that like your mental health is that much more manageable.
Yeah, and a common pushback when someone says like, what is it, just like a fucking message board or something? It's the issue with that is there are communities online that exist on, say, like a subreddit or different things, but that's, there's no real personal connection between you and like the random person that sort of you're talking to. So if you start like super local in like the Kitchener-Waterloo area, you're talking to people that are like, that you sort of get to know over the course of time. You essentially become like, community is the best word to say it, because you're sort of talking to people who you kind of know based on their own experience, and you can add stuff. Like I thought about this the other day, instead of having like a frequently asked questions section, you could have like a frequently answered question section, where instead of having one question like, oh, what's therapy like, and then you have this like canned superficial like response polished, but you could just have one, you could have one question, but then you could have like 10 different community members who you know answer what their interpretation is, and then you could direct message them and talk to them and like all this shit.
Yeah, that makes a good point, because like the perspective is often so different for each of us when it comes to those. Like my experience from therapy could be quite different from yours. Like there's going to be commonalities, obviously, like it's therapy, but in terms of like what you got from it versus what I got from it, or just our experience going through it, can be quite unique to us. And it's interesting to kind of hear almost like the melting pot of like a whole bunch of experiences where you can sort of get a bigger picture of what it's like.
Like I would like to understand people's perspectives, but I don't want to, like, I could go on YouTube and find some person like sharing their own point of view, but you don't know what their motives are. But if you have someone who's sort of, that you kind of get to know through this sort of safe space that you create, where it's more private and sort of insulated from the terrifying internet world of shit, then it would be much more valuable to sort of listen to that versus something else.
Well, and the thing that both of us have benefited from and that we talk about too is it's easier to get where you're going to when you have like a level of accountability as well, where it's like us being able to put this podcast out each week in large part comes from, on both of our sides, knowing that like there's somebody else, right? Like if I was by myself, there'd be weeks where I'm like, I'm not up to it. I'm not doing it. Yeah. But knowing that it's like, oh, there's somebody else that is counting on me, I'm going to put in that sort of energy and effort to be like, no, I'm going to make time for it this week.
Yeah, there's definitely tons of value in that, because you're right. Like if I was doing a podcast by myself, first of all, it would be ridiculous, and it would just be me talking at a fucking wall. But like, if there's no person on your side telling you have to do something,
yeah,
it's not like you're being like, "Hey, Tom, let's fucking do it." You keep ignoring me. It's better.
Yeah, and the other thing we talked about too is a lot of the like whether you're part of say like a subreddit or like a Facebook group or things like that, they tend not to have any kind of like, say like curriculum or things that, or resources that you can actually learn from. Like it's more so just like talking about things that you've done and things. Whereas like this, what we're trying to put together too, gives people very much so like a plan, right? Of like, it's stuff that we've gone through personally, or like we're going to have other people come in. So you're not just kind of wondering what might work, or like you've tried things. We're going to be able to kind of like walk you through some of this kind of like material that is, quite frankly, like the kind of shit that does change your life, because it very much helps you kind of like create a plan for like what it is you want to do with your life.
Yeah. And I think the whole idea of transparency is sort of, it's becoming more popular now, but it's almost in a way that's, this is going to fucking sound kind of bad. I think there's some people that are using transparency in a disingenuous way, where like people are on Instagram and trying to show like vulnerabilities and like say they're out of shape and they're like showing themselves online, yeah, which is great. But I don't know if they're doing it because it's trendy or because it's like they're trying to get likes and comments, and like the support aspect of it is great. But I think what we could do is sort of a different level, almost like a completely different level of transparent, because you're saying stuff other than the fact that, like, yes, I have anxiety. That's one level. But if you said like, oh, as like a 28-year-old guy, I'm like fucking crying at home and I have no idea what's happening and stuff like that. But
yeah,
and it's like giving sort of real world advice and experience to other people, and not pretending like I'm a fucking expert. Like, I don't, like, we'll create this community and like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing on a daily basis for anything. No one does. It's sort of like a growing process for everybody at the same time.
No, and I would say that's where like the power is recognizing that like there's nobody in life who fully has their shit together. Like that's what I love about like listening to somebody like Brené Brown, where like she talks about the fact of like, you look at her, you're like, God, she's got like 5 or 6 like New York Times bestselling books, like one of the most popular TED Talks ever. She's like got courses and like, she's on like every podcast. Like you look at her and you're like, Jesus Christ, like she's got it going on. Like she's, and then you'll hear her talk and she's like, it still scares the shit out of me to go on like a stage and talk about this, or like feel like imposter syndrome, or like, I feel like a fraud sometimes, cause I'm like, who am I to talk about this? Because it's not like I feel like I have my shit together, but it is like her vulnerability of admitting those things, but then not just kind of like sitting in that vulnerability of just being like, I'm a victim, there's nothing that I can do. She kind of like challenges herself and like pushes herself and kind of looks at it as like, I have a responsibility to share what I'm going through, so other people recognize that like, there's not some like this like pinnacle of like a mountain where you just slap your flag in the top and go, I've made it. Life is all good from here. Like at some point you're going to slide down the other side of the mountain. Your life is going to feel like shit and like your mental health is going to go downhill. But it's like learning that that's just part of the journey. Like you're going to learn shit as you go.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's easier for some people. It's harder to like, first of all, her TED Talk on vulnerability is probably like the greatest YouTube video.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Ever. Other than like some dumb shit you can watch online and it makes you laugh, but like it's great. And I think, like, it's so common when you see like people are like, oh, fail fast, fail quick, fail often. Like it sounds like hokey, but it's true. Mm-hmm. As long as you, like, it's easy to make you like, it's easy to freaking, if you can kind of embrace the whole failure, it makes it fun. Like I did that Real Men Go to Therapy shirt and I'm like, this is going to be fucking huge. I'm going to sell so many shirts. And I sold like 11, but like, I don't care. Like it was still fun to do. If you don't, you know, like, what is it? Oh, let's see if I can get a sentence out without stuttering. Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, okay. You only need to be right once in a big way.
Yeah.
Like we're all sort of like one share, one comment, one person away from sort of like nailing it.
What was it? Is it Benjamin Franklin that invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Or Thomas Edison. Yeah, there's that quote from like
geography degree, Chris. Geography degree.
No, but I remember hearing like it was, I think it was through his biography or something like that. And he talked about like people asked him like about the light bulb. And he was like, well, I learned whatever it was, like 1,292 ways not to make a light bulb. But he did learn, obviously, the one way. But it's, you have to kind of go through the shit and try things to see what works in order to get to that point where like you do say succeed. But it's like, if you succeeded on your first try, like that's a boring life in a lot of cases. Like think about that for like a fucking movie. How boring would that movie be where it's like the kid goes through school, then he goes to high school, then he goes on to university and his dad's high up, so he got a sweet job. Then he got a sweet job. He got married and he bought a cottage. And like, that'd be the most boring story in the world.
Like, the more I think about it, I say this, but I don't actually mean it. I think it would like fucking suck to win the lottery.
Oh, I wouldn't want to.
I would take it and like, but I would use it. I would give so much of it away. Yeah. I think I'd have like 9 gold plated Ferraris, but other than that.
Oh, fuck.
Look, I was going to say something else that was profound. See, this is why I got to write shit down.
That's why you got to write shit down.
My brain is like a super ball of dumb, just freaking firing off every side.
Well, I think we hit on a lot of good stuff today that I'll definitely go back and listen to and be like, oh, what did we actually say? And we want to like pull together in this community. But it's one of those things where I think like we're definitely on a track that like, one of the biggest things too is like, nothing great is ever achieved without enthusiasm. And like the fact that you and I are both like excited about this and like, I think passionate about the fact that like we've seen what is possible once you start to make some of those like habit changes in our lives, where it's like, you don't feel like you're just waiting for your next panic attack or you're waiting for depression to kick back in and be like, well, it's just going to happen and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to be a write-off for the next couple months. Or it's like helping yourself take control of like your own well-being is like, it's massive. It changed like the ripple effect in your life is something that I think that's something that we can definitely help people with that I'm really looking forward to. And I discussing in future sessions as we come up to kind of like looking at when we're actually going to launch something like that. But like our hopes are sometime in kind of like September-ish.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. And I think we should have a theme song for the chorus. And I think it should be 3, 7 days a week. Yeah, I don't want to play it because it's too vulgar. It's a great song.
It is. It's a fantastic song.
My pump-up song. If I ever get an opportunity to like speak in front of a group of more than 3 people and I get to have entrance music, it's going to be WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
You should maybe renew your vows and have that kind of just be the come out. Just hit it hard.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. Great talking to you again. And we will talk next week.
Okay. See you, Chris. Have a good weekend.
Hey, buddy. Bye.